Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Songwriters aren't necessarily great innovators, but the good ones have a gift for reinventing the familiar. They choose an image we all know, and then we follow where they take us. Take rain, for instance, and watch what they can make of it.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
What's striking about these songs is how diverse they are, even when they're about the same thing. So many variables, so many differences in language, point of view, and tone, even though they all work within the constraints of a popular song. Here's a dance tune from 1930 that feels as if it's left over from the previous decade, followed by a classic blues that could be from almost any time. Both of them start out with the rain, but soon leave it far behind, though in each case the rain gives a feel for what's to come. Irving Kaufman with Adrian Schubert's Rainy Weather Rose, and Edith Johnson with her own Little Drops of Water.
Rainy weather rose, everybody knows, I found you in the rain, covered with a mist, where the lips I kiss and long to kiss again. When my rainbow faded and nobody seemed to care, in the garden of my heart I looked and found you there. Rainy weather rose, everybody knows that I love you.
Great big grains of sand, little drops of water, great big grains of sand. If you don't do right, Papa, got to change from man to man. Daddy may be living, then again he may be dead, maybe dead. Daddy may be living, and he may be dead. Then again, he might be rolling in some other woman's bed. I often wonder, will there come a time? I often wonder, will there come a time? I can get someone else to take you off my mind. Street man, I'll tell you why, tell you why. I wouldn't have a Morgan Street man, tell you the reason why. They don't do nothing, stand on the corner and signify. Now just to keep down trouble, I believe I'd better go. Just to keep down trouble, believe I'd better go. You got another woman, no, you don't want me no more. Now get your hand on the dollar, get your mind on another time. Get your hand on the dollar, get your mind on another time. Too good a woman can't let no good man pull me down.
Irving Kaufman, Rainy Weather Rose, and Edith Johnson, Little Drops of Water. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Songs like to surprise at the same time that they reassure. They're familiar, but they also try for something fresh and maybe just a little off-center. Not too far, though. They want to be likable, they have to be brief, and they usually try to be simple. In the best songs, no matter how simple they might otherwise be, they enjoy playing off against what you probably expect. If it's raining, you pull up your collar, scrunch down your neck, and get through it and out of it as fast as you can, unless you have an irresistible desire to sing. This is a song we know so well we hardly listen, but it's also a charmingly offbeat bit of business as we go merrily singing in the rain. This is Judy Garland.
Have you ever suffered that horrible thing of having your hostess ask you to sing? And just because you're so polite, you mumble through your teeth, "All right." And suddenly a deathly gloom descends upon the entire room. And the whispering gallery starts to ring with, "Hold your hats, she's gonna sing." Well, here I am with great regret, an innocent victim of etiquette. I'm going to sing, but not for long. And though it's old, it's a lovely song. Why am I smiling and why do I sing? Why does September seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning and start to do? Because I am living a life full of you. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, just singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain, oh, I'm singing in the rain. What a grand, what a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, I'm getting ready for love. Stormy clouds chase everyone from the place, and come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, singing, singing in the rain. Oh, I'm singing in the rain. I'm happy again. My troubles have fled. A rainbow's ahead. I'm singing, singing.
Judy Garland with Nacio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed singing in the rain. Despite the rain, Singing in the Rain is a Pollyanna song, one of those upbeat numbers that trades in unassailable optimism. You expect sunshine and you often get it, but it means a lot more if you first have to get through a storm. And then there are the dozens of different ways to make exactly that point. The song can be as weightless as a smile, and as effortless as sunshine, as burdened as tears, and as maudlin as weeping. But you end up pretty much in the same place. Lee Morse, Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella, and Johnny Ray, The Little White Cloud That Cried.
Once I met a happy little bluebird. I was just as blue as I could be. In a little while, I began to smile when he sang this merry song to me. Just let a smile be your umbrella on a rainy, rainy day. And if your sweetie cries, just tell her that a smile will always pay. Whenever skies are gray, don't worry or fret. A smile will bring the sunshine and you'll never get wet. So let a smile be your umbrella on a rainy, rainy day. Happy bluebird. I soon learned his smart philosophy. On my windowsill, he began to trill. This is what he had to say to me. Just let a smile be your umbrella on a rainy day. Just pucker up your lips and yell a great big hip 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 hooray. Grab all your cares and pull them right out by the roots. Just wear a smile and throw away your old rubber boots. Don't let a smile be your umbrella on a rainy, rainy day. Never let your friends see you wear that frown, 'cause one by one they'll walk away and all turn you down. So let a smile be your umbrella on a rainy, rainy day.
I went walking down by the river, feeling very sad inside, when all at once I saw in the sky the little white cloud that cried. He told me he was very lonesome, no one cared if he lived or died, and said sometimes the thunder and lightning make all the little clouds hide. He said, with time. He asked me if I'd tell all my world just how hard those
that's how I know I'll always remember the little white cloud that sat right down and cried.
Lee Morse with Sammy Fain and Irving Kales' Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella, and Johnny Ray with Ray's The Little White Cloud That Cried. Songs about the weather are often interested in the passing of time or the changeable nature of almost everything, especially emotion. Spring is an obvious setting for a love song, especially when winter fades. And even the ordinary days of early spring give way to promises of love that lift the spirits in metaphor and in the eagerness to touch. But always time passes, and before you know it, it's June. Ruth Etting, March Winds and April Showers.
Make way for sweet May flowers, and then comes June, a moon and dew. March winds and April showers, romance will soon be ours, an outdoor paradise for two. I like every month in the year, summer, winter, and fall. But love is the tenderest thing. It only blossoms in spring. March winds and April showers make way for sweet May flowers. And then comes June, a moon, and you. March winds and April showers, romance will soon be ours, an outdoor paradise for two. Oh, with your lips to mine, in a thrill divine, I'll be so inspired that I'll get you the moon for a toy balloon. March winds and April showers make way for sweet May flowers and May time, June time, love time, and you with your lips to mine in a thrill divine. I'll be so inspired that I'll get you the moon for a toy balloon. March winds and April showers make way for sweet May flowers and May time. Oh, June time, oh, love time and you.
Ruth Etting with Walter Samuels, Leonard Whitcup, and Teddy Powell's March Winds and April Showers. The passing of time is one of the things that makes storytelling possible, like taking a walk and then it starts to rain. You're about to leave, but a thunderstorm keeps you there. Rain helps to design a story and shape an emotion. Intention and accident swirl around together, and occasionally you bump into something serendipitous and hope somebody notices. And then there's a songwriter to get it all down, especially when it's the raindrops that make it all possible. Peter Lawford and Judy Garland, A Fella with an Umbrella, and Clifton Webb, A Rainy Day.
Who am I? What's my name? Where I'm from? How I came? Doesn't matter, dear. Long as I am here. I'm just a fella with an umbrella. looking for a girl who saved her love for a rainy day. I'm just a fella with an umbrella. Glad to see the skies of blue have turned into skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, and that's what I long to see. Maybe the break in the weather will prove to be a break for me. So I'll be the fella with an umbrella. If you'll be the girl who saved her love for a rainy day.
For every fella, each fella with an umbrella, there's a girl who saved her love for a rainy day. For every fella, each fella with an umbrella, there's a time when skies of blue must turn into skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, that's what they were meant to do. Maybe the break in the weather will turn into a break. The fella with an umbrella, help him find the girl who saved her love for a rainy day.
We were sharing a taxi. It was a rainy day. Of course, at first, we both were formal, but soon we veered around to normal. And then we sort of spent the day in the taxi. It was a rainy day. What I sought long in vain, I had caught in the rain that day, my day. As we wove through the crowd and she drove every cloud away, away. I took her home, but not to her home. She felt at once as if she were home. And we went on where we'd left off in the taxi. It was a rainy day.
Thank you.
From Irving Berlin's 1948 score to Easter Parade, Peter Lawford and Judy Garland, A Fella with an Umbrella, and from Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz's 1932 score to Flying Colors, Clifton Webb with A Rainy Day. In a way, songwriters write the same song over and over again. In another way, they play infinite variations on the familiar melody and the recombination of what matters. Take, for instance, the desire to be alone. The rain can make it possible. The rain can get in the way. First, one of Irving Berlin's best early ballads, in which the rain makes a rendezvous possible, and then a humorous exploration of the dilemma, with tongue partly in cheek. Joan Morris, Call Me Up Some Rainy Afternoon, and Dinah Shore, A Rainy Night in Rio.
Love at single sight. He took Nellie home that eve, also took the number of her phone. Just before he took his leave, Nellie whispered in the cutest tone, "Call me up some rainy afternoon. I'll arrange for a quiet little spoon. Think of all the joy and bliss. We can hug and we can talk about the weather. We can have a quiet little talk. I will see that my mother takes a walk. Mum's the word when we meet. Be a mason, don't repeat. Angel eyes, are you wise? Goodbye." "Prepare, I'm on my way." When he rang the front door bell, no one there responded to his call. Soon he heard his pretty Nell singing to somebody in the hall. "Call me up some rainy afternoon. I'll arrange for a quiet little spoon. Think of all the joy and bliss. We can hug and we can talk about the weather. We can have a quiet little talk. I will see that my mother takes a walk. Mum's the word when we meet. Be a mason, don't repeat. Angel eyes, are you wise? Goodbye."
In Mississippi, when skies are drippy, and what do they do and when it's murky in Albuquerque, and what do they do in old Altoona when the moon above ain't bright? Well, that's what they do in Rio on a rainy day. When skies are dreary along Lake Erie, and what do they do in old St. Louis when nights are dewy, and what do they do in Colorado when a shadow dims the light? Well, that's what they do in Rio on a rainy night. What they do in Rio on a rainy night.
Joan Morris with Irving Berlin's 1910 Call Me Up Some Rainy Afternoon, and Dinah Shore with Arthur Schwartz and Leo Robbins' 1946 A Rainy Night in Rio. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The problem with rain is also the best thing about it. It keeps lovers apart, but it also gives their story an emotional nudge forward. There's nowhere else to go and nothing else to do. To find out how things went in the rain, hop a cab with Gene Austin for Riding Around in the Rain.
I recall the night the stars were out of sight. We were riding around in the rain. I asked her for a kiss. She said she didn't kiss, so we kept riding around in the rain. Then I held her hand, but she didn't understand that all seemed so in vain. Then she answered yes, and I found my happiness riding around in the rain. So don't wait for June nights, and don't look for moonlights. Don't linger down in lover's lane. Wait and pick a night, a dark and stormy night, and take a riding round in the rain. A penthouse, a park bench was all the same to me. My sweetie was very discontented. No chance for romance as far as I could see. Now my sweetie has repented. What a dee 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 da da. What a dee 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 da. And don't look for moonlights. Don't linger down in lover's lane. Wait and pick a night, a dark and stormy night, and take a riding round in the rain. Now I recall a night the stars were out of sight. We were riding round in the rain. I asked her for a kiss. She said she wouldn't kiss, so we kept riding round in the rain. Then I held her hand, but she didn't understand that all seemed so in vain. Then she answered yes, and I found my happiness riding round in the rain. So don't wait for June nights, and don't look for moonlights. Don't linger down in lover's lane. But when it's getting tough and you think you've had enough, take her riding round in the rain.
Gene Austin riding around in the rain. The stories continue. If you're riding somewhere in a cab, you stay in the cab. If you're riding along a bridle path, you jump off your horse to take cover in a gazebo. Both places, cab and gazebo, provide the kind of isolated setting where stories flourish. In this case, the rain defines their limits. You have to stay where it's dry. You follow along as Fred woos Ginger, and she knows exactly what's going on. Then a song written 35 years later by Stephen Sondheim for a show whose score was largely pastiche, largely made up of borrowings in spirit. Isn't This a Lovely Day? Inspired Stephen Sondheim's Rain on the Roof.
Lovely rain.
From Top Hat, Fred Astaire, Isn't This a Lovely Day? And from Follies, Betty Comden and Adolph Green, Listen to the Rain on the Roof. There's been a strain of Pollyanna running through a lot of these songs. Pollyanna songs sometimes get away without being love songs, but most of them combine both. This one is as giddily optimistic as all the others, even though it puts down roots in reality. The rain is as real as the sunshine, sadness as inescapable as joy, but it spins them in ways only a Pollyanna song can. Ted Weems' orchestra with a vocal by Art Jarrett, If You Want the Rainbow, You Must Have the Rain. Ted Weems Orchestra with Oscar Levant, Mort Dixon, and Billy Rose's 1928, If You Want the Rainbow, You Must Have the Rain. This is another song that tells a story and that relies on the rain to change something familiar or create something new. A young woman in a predicament has to spend the night in the apartment of an engaged man. That would be bad enough now, but in 1917, it meant the end of a reputation. Jackie's going to spend the night in George's apartment, but he'll move out the next morning. He's just about to leave when, naturally, it starts to rain again. The result is one of the best songs that Jerome Kern and P.G. Woodhouse wrote together. Rebecca Luker and Hugh Panara, Till the Clouds Roll By.
Nothing by remaining, what would Mrs. Grundy say? her conventions, kindly recollect them. We must please respect them duly.
My intrusion needs explaining. I felt my courage waning.
Please, I beg, don't mention it. I should not mind a bit. But it has started raining.
From the Kern Woodhouse score to Oh Boy, Rebecca Luker and Hugh Panaro, Till the Clouds Roll By. By the early 1930s, Ray Henderson, Lou Brown, and Buddy DeSilva were winding up their collaboration, but they did come together for one last movie score in 1934 called Calling All Stars. It was a lighthearted depression tune that called on people to be kind and charitable to one another, to help out if they could. You could even say it was an upbeat version of Brother Can You Spare a Dime? Not a surprising approach from the threesome that defined the hot, frivolous sound of the 1920s. These are the Patios with Straw Hat in the Rain.
straw hat in the rain.
Can't you hear the thunder? He'll be washed away.
Pull him out from under.
He may still turn out okay. This all-in hat was once a Yankee Doodle tin. Won't you do a little something for the straw hat in the rain?
Is your icebox full of food? Is your cellar full of coal?
Are you in a gayer mood since you reached that certain goal?
With that high hat on your head, success.
And just around the corner, there's a signal of distress. Hey there, high hat, you're a high and dry hat. Won't you do a little something for the straw hat in the rain?
The Patios with Straw Hat in the Rain. Even with their range and variety, most of these songs have been upbeat. Yet the greatest of them is unrelentingly dark. Its image of clouds and stormy skies gives us an overriding image of its time, the darkest days of a dark decade. Resting on the deep despair of the blues, it describes a broken love affair, but also lays out the emotional fabric of its time, far deeper than a single love affair. Lena Horne with Harold Arlen and Ted Keeler's 1932 Stormy Weather.
Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather, just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. just too much for me. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
Lena Horne, Stormy Weather. Take a common image, follow where it leads, and find yourself in the company of a wide range of songs. Rain imagery runs the range from Pollyanna to despair and nearly everything in between. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.